whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl, and Mark.
I've gotten the numbers here, 855-450-FREE. To bring you up to speed, if you're just tuning in, there was a caller in the last hour, Ty in Tennessee. He asked a question about NVC. We'd mentioned it on the air, I think sometime last week, as something we could talk about. Never got to it. So since Ty brought it up, we're going to talk about it. Or we have been talking about it quite a bit.
You wrote an article over at freekeen.com calling NVC, nonviolent communication, a cult.
I said it looks like a self-improvement cult. I don't know if I technically call it a cult. Maybe I did. But the headline of the article is that it looks like one. And then it has some of the hallmarks of a self-improvement cult. Now, this is not to say it's as dangerous as a religious cult. It doesn't have the same fear of escape. There's certain things that religious cults have that no self-improvement cult has that I've ever heard of. So, like, in a religious cult, frequently you are taught to fear the idea of leaving the cult. That doesn't apply to a self-improvement cult. You just don't go back to the meetings, and that's that.
Yeah, that's that.
Right. So there's different factors to a self-improvement cult, and I kind of go over a couple of them in my article, and that is, one of them is that they're focused around making money off of their product. And you pointed out, Mark, and I think correctly so, there's a lot of free information out there about this NVC, nonviolent communication, as it's called, which I think is great, and I'm glad that they're doing that, because people clearly get value out of it, which is one of the things I point out in the very beginning of my article, that there's value to this. People appreciate this particular technique. They feel like it works for them, so good for them. I think that's great. If people are getting value from it, fantastic. But at the same time, the purpose of my article is to simply be an alert, just a heads up. Hey, look, this meets the definition of cult here, here, and here, and you might just want to be careful about it before you go off and spend thousands of dollars on unending seminars. And what you
guys, do you know anybody who's spent a thousand?
I don't know anybody.
You know a lot of people who are into.
I don't know a lot. I know a handful of people that I've encountered. It seems like a lot because I know a few in my life that have. I certainly know more people that are into NVC.
None of them have spent any money that you know of on these courses.
No, that's right. I certainly know more people who are involved in NVC than I do who are in Amway, for instance. No, and they haven't spent money on those courses, and good for them. I don't feel like that they should need to do those things. But I wanted to make people aware that that does exist, and somebody is spending money on those courses. Otherwise, they wouldn't be putting them on.
Well, if they weren't spending the money on the courses, consider that that information wouldn't be getting out that you say has value. So valuable information wouldn't be getting out to people to be shared.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I mean, the information's out there, whether or not there are courses that are happening.
Well, it perpetuates the information and keeps it in people's thought process.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. Johnson is on the line on the amp lines. Hey, Johnson, calling from Connecticut.
Hey, so I've got some thoughts on the nonviolent communication stuff. I've read Marshall Rosenberg's book on nonviolent communication, and actually, surprisingly, me, I'm one to jump on the whole cult situation, typically, and I don't see all the same hallmarks that you do. I see it as I do see, though, it could potentially turn that way, but not necessarily by people who are investing in seminars. But I do see a lot of that kind of behavior amongst some of the activists, in that they're sort of behaving in a cult-like fashion without spending the money.
What do you mean by that, when they're behaving in a cult-like fashion?
Well, what that means is when people start utilizing a particular lingo that is somewhat exclusive of, plain English, that's when something becomes cult-like, when you're using this shared lingo that is not normal ways of speaking.
I agree that the stilted way that many of the people that are relatively new in using nonviolent communication use it sounds jargony, and that sets off people's bells and whistles.
What set me off?
Right. However, from reading the whole book and seeing everything and seeing all this stuff, I wouldn't really go that way. I mean, it really, at least my thoughts from the intent and from the stories that I heard about, with what the intent behind Marshall Rosenberg, going and talking to, Ugandan war leaders and whatever, and trying to talk these people out of you know, killing one another. You know, I really don't see that as a cult-like behavior. However, my caveat and
well, Rosenberg, just to point something out before you go to your however, Rosenberg may not have set it up as a cult, but the people who are continuing this, the people behind, say, the NVC website where they're selling all manner of materials, in some cases a DVD for like $100,
selling. Oh dear God.
Yeah, well, these people
these
may
colleges
be,
where they sell courses.
These people may be the ones turning it into a cult. So it may not have been he may not have written his book and like, I'm going to be a cult leader. No, I don't know if it necessarily happened that way. But you were saying, however, go ahead.
Sure. Well, that you know, and that doesn't necessarily sully the ideas. I mean, if the ideas are right and that and this is a way of communicating, if people can figure it out, and it makes people less aggressive and fight less, and it, you know, works to diffuse conflict. Then absolutely, by all means. However,
does it, though? Because you said on a Facebook thread that it makes you want to kill someone.
Well, here's the caveat, and here's the big however. The big however is that a lot of these amateurs and these people who haven't taken courses and who are just reading it and just kind of guessing and figuring it out, a lot of the times what's going on is that nonviolent communication, and actually a lot of other means of communication by activists as well, are used in a way that is passive-aggressive. And nothing is more angering than someone who's being passive-aggressive. And I actually had another big debate, another big thread about activists saying, I forgive you. And
like Ian did when the guy stole his bike?
that was my phone.
Quite possibly. Because the whole intent of saying, of doing that, you know, and this is the whole thing, the whole intent, you can't use nonviolent communication to get one up on the other person and to make them angry. And that's how some people are actually using nonviolent communication. They're using it as a way to condescend someone else to make them mad. How is that nonviolent communication? If you're just using nonviolent communication to come off as holier than thou, and now, a lot of people make the argument, well, how do you know what their intent is? I don't, but I don't need to. I just need to know how I come off feeling based on their reaction. And when I see someone say, you know, when I see someone start going into nonviolent communication and they're not coming off as genuine in any way, they're not coming in as the heartfelt, they're not coming off as they are listening, then there's a problem. And it's the same thing when someone comes off and they say, I forgive you, or, you know, it's okay. If they're not coming off like it's okay or that they actually forgive the other person, then it becomes very obvious to what they're doing is a fraud. And that's very upsetting.
I think that another thing is that, and it works both ways in this particular instance, is that when people can tell the underlying reason why another person is doing something, so they can sort of sieve through what it is that that other person's doing, they feel like, even if that, whatever the other reason is, isn't a bad reason, people tend to have contempt for that. So, whatever the situation is, if I'm trying to get your seat for whatever reason, and, you know, I know why you want this seat, you just like to be next to the window. Whatever it is that people might claim to be able to see the underlying reason, you know, so in this case, if you know what the NVC people sound like when they talk and they use their jargon, especially when they're not particularly well trained in it, then you can see what they're doing, and that's irritating. But secondly, when the unschooled person hears it, they hear something that doesn't sound normal to them. So therefore, they tend to, it tends to be irritating and upsetting to somebody if you're like, you know how to speak English, talk to me like it's normal, you know, and I think that people get upset.
Well, Mark, I'm hearing you express a need for hearing things in plain English. I feel that you're getting upset by this. And see, I have a need to communicate nonviolently, so.
Well, but I think that this stuff, once, you know, this form of communication, once someone becomes good at it, it's really a great way to get beyond the sort of back and forth in conversations that tend to.
I think Stephanie might be getting there.
Maybe.
Johnson, I don't know if you have more to say. If you do, you're welcome to stick with us here. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, and we're going to put you on. This is Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Porkfest this year.
Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com, and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. All you have to do is dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. We've got news updates. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever of those works best for you. Head over to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for free. news.freetalklive.com.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. And did you know they're having a conference? You can meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st through June the 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. You can get discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with coupon code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at cstedding.freetalklive.com. As a matter of fact, you need to understand that apparently it's rather limited as to how many people are going to be able to attend the Seasteading Conference. And there's going to be opportunities for people to learn how to make money in the new seasteading world that the Seasteading Institute is creating. So it's seasteading.freetalklive.com to find more.
All right, let's continue with you and your thoughts. We've been talking about cults. And specifically self-improvement cults, although if you want to talk about other cults, that's fine too, and the different hallmarks of them, and what is and what is not a cult, etc. Let's go to Kevin, listening in Indy to WXNT. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Daryl, and Mark.
Great. I wanted to ask you a question about Scientology, but I didn't get to talk to you about or call in about the Titanic, the 100-year anniversary.
No, was it?
I wanted to give you the greatest trivia, three-part trivia question that you can always stump your friends with. Are you ready?
All right.
Okay, what was the greatest sea disaster ever?
Titanic.
Okay, within 300 people, how many were on board?
300.
Oh, okay, all right, it's 2,223. You always say yes, but yeah, that's right. And then you go, okay, name them.
That's a pretty good trivia question.
Okay, all right. My question is, I've always wondered, and I believe it is, do you feel that Scientology is a cult?
Yes.
I'm going to have to go, yeah. Yes.
They do seem pretty wacky from what I know.
Well, just because they're wacky or not doesn't make them a cult necessarily, but yeah, I think it fits all of the factors of the religious cult.
Yeah, the two things that fit for me are the charismatic leader, live or dead, and I think they've got that. And the other thing is that it causes you to alienate your friends and family as a result. I think that also the aspect of impoverishing you and attempting to move your wealth to them is another factor.
So why do you think John Travolta, Tom Cruise, why are all the movie stars so attracted to that?
They must really like it. I mean, obviously people are into it for some reason or another. It gives them some kind of payoff.
Well, right. I mean, sure. You walk into these Scientology centers, and I've never done it. We've heard from people who've called the show and have expressed their experiences doing this. And they're going to tell you that you've got problems. You've got thetans, and that they can help you solve those problems. Just go ahead and jump on board and then start going to their courses, and you can advance in the levels, and the more levels you advance, the more your problems will go away, and you'll learn the secrets of Xenu and the universe.
I don't think it's much different than most of the major religions. I mean, I don't know much about the other religions out there, but I know a great deal about Christianity, and they've got this carrot stick thing that they've got going on. I'm not, certainly the carrot aspect is the community that one gets from one's church, the good feeling that one can get from, praise hymns and praying and all these things, and the stick is you're going to burn in eternal torture if you don't believe what we say. So they've got both aspects.
Yeah, they're opening up here in Indianapolis left and right, and that's why I was just kind of shocked. But so you're saying basically it's a non-secular church, you think? Does that be a way to describe it?
More of a secular thing, but they have a religious aspect to it too. As you move up the line, as I understand it, but I'm not an expert. Just people on the internet say that there's this religious aspect once you get to a certain level.
Do they seem to okay medical treatment, or would they prefer you not use medical treatment if possible?
I know they hate psychiatrists.
Aha! That's why Travolta was so against it.
I believe they are also anti-vaccine, but I could be wrong on that.
I think,
and just because Scientologists are anti-vaccine does not make everybody that's anti-vaccine a crazy nut job.
It seems like Travolta had that one son that had problems, medical problems, and then sometimes they deferred instead of going and having his medical problems treated. They neglected, and of course, his son suffered. He actually killed himself because he hit his head against a wall or something, and that. He was like 17 years old, but he had trouble all his life with different forms of mental illness. So I don't know. I'm just shocked that a lot of that the people are attracted to it. They're very devoted. I'll put it that way.
They certainly are. And it must be very persuasive because everybody has problems. And this church, they call themselves the Church of Scientology. Of course, the difference between a church and a cult is usually the size. So maybe they are a church now as opposed to a cult. Who knows where that line is drawn.
It says that Scientology does not have a restriction on vaccines, but that somewhere there was a report alluding to that. It's probably what you saw.
So what I'd recommend is you look a little bit more into to cults and Scientology. There's all manner of information out there. And the most useful is from the people who've actually been involved in Scientology, the people who have been on the inside and have gotten out and can now look back on their experience and you know, have the perspective that is the most valuable to those of us who have thankfully not been involved with them. You know, what was it that was so attractive about it for folks? And if you're listening tonight and you are maybe you are a member of Scientology, we've certainly had them call in. But if you are previously a member of Scientology and you'd like to shed a little bit more light on this for Kevin, feel free. Kevin, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate
thanks.
It. Yep, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, again, I wrote a different article over at freekeen.com about cults and how you can, you know, some of the signs that you're in a cult, and certainly the Church of Scientology meets a number of these, as I understand it. They certainly have rituals. That's a very cult kind of thing to have. Like, when you go in and you do their test, you hold on to, like, you ever seen that little, the kind of like, we're going to read your palm kind of machines at the, like a local arcade?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of reminds me of that when I hear about people describing it. There's these little handles that you go up and you hold on to, and this machine will tell you, you know, how many thetans you have in your body or whatever it is. This thetan is one of their jargon terms, which again is another sign of a cult. And so they have these different rituals that you'd have to go through to cleanse yourself of these thetans, and then of course you gain levels and again there's lots of rituals and jargon involved.
That's how they get people in initially, is they offer a free sort of screening or personality screening or something like mm-hmm. that, and you hold on to these little things and they tell you of course that you're broken. I mean, I don't think anybody has ever held on to one of these things and says, oh, you're fine, get on out of here.
Are they one of the most dangerous cults? I don't know about that. Another question that you should ask is, how hard is it to leave Scientology? Because the more dangerous cults are the ones that are, you know, going to threaten you if you leave. I don't know what level of that there is in the Scientology
cult. Well, one good news about religions is I'd say they're getting less and less dangerous over time. I was recently listening to a podcast about the Punic Wars between Rome and Carthage, and Carthage used to sacrifice their babies to Baal. They're, you know, in the Bible, they're kind of known for this. At least nobody's sacrificing babies.
Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And as you already pointed out, they definitely have the charismatic leader thing in the Scientology cult. It's all based around the writings of one science fiction author. So 855-450-FREE. What's his name again?
L. Ron Hubbard.
Hubbard, that's right. I didn't want to confuse him with Heinlein, the other H sci-fi guy. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yeah, SACL CAI. They make it so that your business, that you, the consumer, don't have to pay higher prices for goods and services. Because you do every time somebody doesn't pay their bills. So one of the many compelling reasons that SACL CAI has been the cornerstone of collections for more than 35 years. Before you pay higher prices, think whether it's the business, be it a bank, hospital, retail store, or utility, could use some help with their collections to contain costs so they're not passed on to you. Tell them to call the dedicated collections experts at SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
Let's go to you and your calls and your thoughts. We're talking about cults, and Scientology is on the table here. And I had the question about, you know, is it hard to leave Scientology? Because another one of the hallmarks of a cult, and again, you don't have to meet 100% of the hallmarks of a cult to be considered a cult, but one of the hallmarks of a cult is that, a religious cult specifically, is that it's hard to leave. That there are sometimes threats involved, intimidation tactics. And so the question is, well, how hard is it to leave the Church of Scientology? And we'll give you an example from someone's experience here in a moment. But first, let's talk to Craig, listening in Kentucky. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl and Mark.
Gentlemen, how are you doing tonight?
Craig, great. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind tonight is who would make the determination as to whether the practices or beliefs were normal or abnormal?
Yeah, it's really tough to say.
Who would determine that? I think that's an important factor. I mean, who would be able to determine that? Because everybody has their own set of beliefs.
Sure.
And I think that's one problem that we have. And as a society, from kindergarten through 12th grade, what are we taught? I mean, aren't we taught a basic belief system besides classes?
Yep. nationalism, essentially. You know, I mean, everybody stands up, pledges allegiance to the flag, puts their hand over their heart in a specific manner. There's a great deal of
great deal of
peer pressure and superior pressure placed on an individual in order to, you know, have them go through these things. You're taught by this organization to whom you pledge. And I'd say that, yeah, I mean, absolutely, there's a great deal of pressure put down. And I think that the terminology cult is a derogatory term used for smaller organizations by larger organizations.
That's my point in society in general. It's easy for us to point a finger at somebody and to look at somebody and to say that person's wrong or that person's right. But the standards that we live by or that we base our life on what's good enough for us is different as opposed to another person.
I agree with that. I think you make a good point. Certainly, it's impossible to define what normal is. There is no such thing. There's you in your life and then everything in comparison to you.
We have to look at how we're raised, the culture that we're raised in, and the part of the country that we come from. But I agree with what you're saying, and that's the reason I enjoy your program so much. You bring up so many interesting points that it makes you think.
Thank you, Craig, for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate you adding into this discussion. At 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, you know, defining normal is a very difficult thing to do. I don't think it exists, personally.
Well, especially considering that for most people, for 12 years of their life, they're taught conformity.
Mm.
Be like everybody else. If you have a different haircut, somebody in school is going to make fun of you.
Oh, yeah.
If you wear a different shirt, or if you don't wear the right brand of shoes or the right brand of pants, somebody's going to make fun of you. You're taught to conform and be just like everybody else.
Whatever that means. I mean, I still don't think it's impossible. I still don't think it's possible to define normal. I think that people have a sense of what is typical, I suppose, in society. However, just because it's typical doesn't mean that it's not a cult, for instance. I mean, you look at the government, and that's what my original article about cults was over at freekeen.com, was all about. It's called Signs You're in a Cult, the cult of authority or the state. And you look at the way the government concepts are inculcated in people, and you find that it meets virtually every hallmark of a religious cult possible. And, you know, we've got into that at one point previously, but you can go and find the article if you'd like to learn more. Signs You're in a Cult, the Cult of Authority. But by all definitions, it's typical to be a member of this particular cult because, as you said, Daryl, you know, you're inculcated in its indoctrination camps for 13 years of your life, if not more than that. You go to, like, a state school for college, then you're in for another four. So you're looking at 17 years in a lot of cases of people just constantly having pro-state propaganda shoved down their throat. It feels normal to them to believe in the state.
It's interesting that they don't have very many courses for thinking on your own, critical thinking courses, philosophy courses, or things like that. I mean, it's very interesting.
Those exist in college. There are, you know, ethics and philosophy courses mm-hmm. in college, but certainly not in high school. Those things don't you don't typically find those. But when you listen, when you're outside of the statist paradigm, when you're outside, when you finally get out of that cult, then when you start hearing people use their terminology, their jargon, and there's a lot of it, the legalese is full of jargon. You know, the word person apparently means corporations in the state's world. So that's just one of many examples.
Sure,
taxes, plenty of euphemisms, you know, taxes as opposed to extortion. You hear people spouting these off. It sounds like jargon. And once you are outside of the cult, it's very easy to identify the cult aspects that are involved. Let's talk to Nick in Illinois. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hello there.
Hi. I like what Johnson had to say a few segments ago about nonviolent communication, and I'll expand on that in a moment. First of all, my experience with NVC started when I listened to the Complete Liberty podcast with Wes Bertrand,
mm-hmm.
and he read aloud the entirety of Marshall Rosenberg's book. That was my introduction to it, and I think that how one is introduced to a new idea does a lot for how you perceive it, because before last week when I heard you, Ian, call NBC a possible cult. It took me completely by surprise because I didn't even think of it as an organization.
Mm-hmm.
To me, NBC has always been just a method that some guy came up with. He probably didn't come up with all of it. He probably, you know, built upon the past work of others as well as his own life experience. And nothing in that book, nothing that I heard since before pretty much tonight ever made me even consider the possibility that NBC could be a cult. In fact, I didn't even know there was a formal organization behind it.
Hmm.
I thought it was just a bunch of people skilled in the NBC technique hosting seminars to teach other people about it. But I understand now how it could be perceived that way, and this is where I'm expanding upon what Johnson said, because I notice this same effect that happens when you talk to people the wrong way about the ideas of liberty. It makes it look like a cult, because a lot of times we use jargon, we use words differently that mean something different to us than how they sound to most people, including and especially the word government, which I've harped on before, and Mark is very aware of this problem, and I think that's one reason why he and I are both loath to abandon the word government to describe, in the liberty community, government means the state in many cases. But to most people, those two are somewhat synonymous, but people think of government as, you know, just the rules, the way things are, and whatever body is helping make the rules and keeping order in a society. So we use those terms very differently. And I know that from the outside, it sounds like we're speaking an alien language because I have seen it in articles such as in Newsweek that I read one day in the dentist's office where I read about a Ron Paul rally from the perspective of a total outsider who talks about how, you know, Ron Paul speaks in elliptical shorthand that only his followers recognize. He just has to say the first few words and they know the rest of it.
I bet that's true.
Nick, did you have further thoughts you wanted to share?
I think so.
Well, stick with us. We'll bring you back. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I believe Wes Bertrand is actually on hold as well, so we'll be able to hear from him on this. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo, that's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O, Raja Mojo.
Call it democracy. I had enough of green lies from fascist, psychopathic, genocidal corporations. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. If you enjoy the program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. You can get a free bumper sticker there. Also, flyers you can print out to help introduce people to this program, as well as more information that you can use, like web graphics and high-res graphics. You can make your own shirts if you want to. So head on over to promote.freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Daryl.
And Mark.
And we continue here. By the way, Daryl is here courtesy of his website, which is freepatriot-press.com. Tell me a little more, Daryl, about what people will find when they go there.
Well, Free Patriot Press is an independent alternative news organization that I formed it in 2009. And the purpose is basically to ensure a free press for the freedom movement. Because, you know, we all know that freedom of speech is slowly dying, and I want to make sure that people that share my views have a place to be able to publish their material.
So the Free Patriot Press isn't just a website. You actually do publish books.
Yes. We published, I think it's 7 or 8 books now in the last 2.5 years.
I know I've read a couple of them, actually, and one of them ties directly into what we're talking about tonight. We've been talking about cults and jargon. When somebody's using jargon, these terms that are, you know, not typically defined as they are defined in, or they're not being defined as they would be defined in normal English, for instance, that's kind of a hallmark that you might be dealing with somebody who's in a cult, or that you might be looking at a potential cult. And one of the books that you sent me while I was in jail was all about the government's euphemisms.
Yes, the Doublespeak Dictionary.
Right, I loved that.
And that book was written by Leslie Starr O'Hara from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And it won the LAVA Award, the first annual LAVA Award Book of the Year.
What's the Lava Award? I'm not familiar with it.
Lava is the Libertarian, Agorist, Voluntarist, and Anarch Authors and Publishers Association.
Gotcha.
So now you just made the move about 3 weeks ago up here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Yes.
Are you bringing your publishing business here? Have you stopped publishing books because of the move?
No.
What's your status with that?
Still publishing. I'm in the process of proofing and formatting a book that will be published on Memorial Day, and it is a fiction book about the events leading up to 9/11.
Okay.
And afterwards with the invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan.
Cool. I'm sure you'll tell us more as we get closer to the deadline on that. But in the meantime, listeners can visit you over at freepatriot-press.com. As we go back to the phones and the fun, Nick, back in Illinois, listening to the program here, commenting on the cult discussion. Go ahead, Nick, if you have further thoughts.
Yes. I remember one of the things I was going to say, and that is that I remember maybe a year or two ago, listening to a Complete Liberty podcast on which there was audio of Marshall Rosenberg talking about NVC. I think it was Marshall Rosenberg. And he was talking about, he was warning about using NVC incorrectly, just as Johnson was talking about a few segments back about people, you know, newbies, for lack of a better term, to the idea, using the language incorrectly. And Marshall Rosenberg, in that audio, did warn that NVC is a skill. You have to practice it. You can do it wrong. And I think that's what we see here is the effect of presenting an idea to people in the wrong way. And as I mentioned last segment, that I find that happens in the Liberty community a lot. When and I think the most profound instance of that is the use of the term aggression, because the way we use aggression is not the way most people understand the word aggression.
Agreed.
And I think what NVC taught me in particular that has really helped me in my life is when you talk to people, always be aware of, you know, what's probably going to go through their mind and where they're coming from when they hear your language, and you have to tailor your language to that. And people who fail to do that create what I have read on a webpage named the Alien Effect, where people look at you like you're some alien who just came back from a seminar, and all of a sudden you're speaking a strange language, you have this weird glint in your eye. And really it's just that you feel, you know, better, more empowered now, but to them it's like you've been abducted by aliens and replaced by a clone.
When you say that people that are not associated with the Liberty Movement use the term aggression differently, what are you referring to? Do you mean like where people don't believe what the government does is aggression, so they just kind of leave that out of the category?
Yeah.
Like, it's not aggression because someone passed a law, basically? Is the idea?
Yeah. Or in a lot of people's minds, it's not aggression unless, you know, like there's an actual literal person pointing a gun in your face.
You know, and I can see, like, that's really what it comes down to is, well, it's not aggression if I pay my taxes voluntarily. And I think that that's a true statement. But that doesn't mean that the government isn't threatening other people who need to pay. But, of course, if those other people are bad people that aren't giving up the money that they owe to the government, like, it's this whole circular logic kind of situation.
Hey, Nick, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Ken, listening in Southern California. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello, Mark and Ian.
And Daryl's here, too. Go ahead, Ken.
Okay. Well, you guys were discussing the Scientology thing just a moment ago, and there was a matter of fact, me and a friend of mine, we were doing a freedom-based internet radio and television thing, and we actually have an interview with a he was an attorney who's been fighting Scientology for well over 20 years now, back when Time magazine was fighting them, when they were suing Time. I don't know if you guys know about that.
I sue everybody.
Yeah, well, anyway, this guy, this attorney, Graham Berry, and, I mean, if you want to wait till your break, I can give you the URL because it, you know, it's a 4-minute and 39-second piece telling you about Scientology, and basically one of the big reasons they were protesting this particular day, which is ironic, it's like 3 years ago, it was on April 19th, 2009. And like I said, we have a, if you want to play the audio on your show to give people an idea of why they're griping, they claim that, there's Golden Era Productions, which is, Scientology's production, facility, which is located in Southern California near Hemet, California. It's in Riverside County. It's under the county jurisdiction, and at least one of the county board members are, you know, according to these people, are on the take from Scientology. The guy's training, he's a pharmacology guy. He was a pharmacist, and then now he owns a drug company, and I guess they buy certain kind of vitamins or something they use through him or something, and then they were trying to pass laws where these people couldn't protest near their property.
Mm. Yeah, it's not uncommon for the Church of Scientology to go after their critics as much as they possibly can by using the legal system. And you look at Clearwater, Florida, where there's a huge base for Scientology there, and they've managed to have political successes simply because there are so many Scientologists around there.
Well, yes. Also, the interesting thing, getting involved in this story, next thing I knew, I had people following me. They have a whole core of private investigators that they hire to follow anyone who is questioning what they're doing, doing media on them, or anything. And they discuss in this interview, this attorney, Graham Berry, discusses about how people are imprisoned at this facility, because he discusses how they've got barbed wire and spikes facing inwards. He discusses how they have cameras, how people can't leave of their own free will.
Wow.
If you'd like to
check it out.
These
are really some serious claims. I mean, that it's just one thing.
Yes, well, this guy's an attorney that's been fighting them for years. I can give you the URL. It's on Daily Motion, and mm-hmm. my channel on there is just simply Radio94X.com.
So what would one search for if one wanted? What would one search for if one wanted to find this?
This is titled "Protest at Golden Era Productions, 19 April 2009."
Protest at Golden Era, as in ERA, Golden Era Productions?
ERA, yes. Yes, sir.
Very good, Ken. Thanks for the heads up on that. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE if you want to share your experiences with Scientology or what other cults you might have been involved in. Let's go to Wes, listening in central Idaho. Wes, you're on Free Talk Live. Is this Wes Bertrand?
Hey, guys. Yes, it is. I'm calling from my multivitamin fortified compound here.
This is Wes Bertrand, the host of Complete Liberty. Actually, I don't know. Are you still hosting Complete Liberty? I know that you were taking time off.
Yeah, I dropped off LRN because my schedule just wasn't on a weekly basis. But I'm doing a show every 2-3 weeks now. So.
Okay, good. Good to know. And people can go to CompleteLiberty.com to find your stuff, right?
Yeah. It's kind of a social networking site there now. I was just thinking about the Scientology thing. I was down at the Earth Fair in San Diego once and running a booth for the San Diego Association for Rational Inquiry, and I came across the Scientology booth there, and they had...
Oh, this sounds like it's going to be golden. Hang on. We're going to bring you back here. If you can stick with us, Wes, can you hang
through
this? All right, more with a moment. More with Wes Bertrand in just a moment here. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, cults, or whatever you want to talk about. It's Free Talk Live.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming, for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.